Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
William, are you ready to be the face of the monarchy?
And this is a business.
Step in.
Yeah, and I heard Harry's was on a plane. Boom.
He's on his way home. So kind of makes me think found it.
Oh.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hello.
Okay,
go again. Right.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the party.
There we go. Welcome to the party. Okay, that's good.
Okay, so this is your, one day what we'll do is we'll record intros with music for each day of the week.
I love that idea.
You know what I mean? Or actually, yeah. Someone could probably make it, but we'll do the intros because today is actually, it's like hot topic. So it could be anything that's on our mind that's going on in the world. It doesn't have to be, it could be in the news. It could be in Hollywood.
I have it for you, by the way.
But one thing it will never be is politics. Thank you.
Oh, I was going to talk about politics. Joking.
Speaking of, our prime minister is single, or do you think he's got a girlfriend?
Oh my God, I could care less. He has small hands. I don't know that for a fact.
Okay.
I don't like small hands.
Okay.
I don't like small hands. If you're a small, he looks like a small hand man.
Okay.
Okay, do you feel that for me?
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
Tell me something good.
I was waiting for people to start hating Taylor Swift because, God forbid, in our society, we can have a woman on top for too long. And I was like, it is so unfortunate that they had to do it. with the Celine Dion thing.
Yeah, but they quickly fixed it with the photographs.
It was still going. It's still going today.
Today?
I heard on the radio, everyone's weighing in about, like, is she, isn't she, was she disrespectful, was she rude?
I didn't think so at all.
To Celine Dion?
Yeah, I saw it. I watched it.
I think they were like, you should have acknowledged her. Anyways, it doesn't even be on the point of whether she did or didn't.
Yeah.
It had, the narrative had of to course. Change. And I was like, it's just too bad that we have to begin to scrutinize because we can't handle liking someone too long. You never can.
I get it, but I can honestly say I'm fucking sick of hearing her name and seeing her.
You're one of them.
And no, it's not that it could have been, it could be a man. I get fucking sick of anybody that you talk about.
Travis Kelce?
I never really see him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I feel like it's really more about Taylor. Like, and maybe it's because I'm not a football watcher or player and I don't listen to the podcast.
He is on our Instagram. He's on the,
I don't
listen to it.
I see him come up, but I don't, like, I don't even think that if you gave me like 5 guys' voices, if I know what his voice sounds like. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really don't know him that well. It's like, it's because I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And I like to listen to the radio. And my whole family is just like, what is wrong with you? You have Sirius, you have Spotify, you have all these places you can listen to playlists of music you like. I like listening. My husband's like, you're 107. I go, well, then I'm 107.
Okay.
Let me be 107.
Yeah. I listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Well, I listen to all, I want music, but I don't want the same song. I want to go through all the channels.
Yeah, totally. And I like the chit chat and the banter of the hosts sometimes. I like to see what they're talking about. And I think the ones that we like, I think they're funny. And I like the sound of their voice. And I like their relationship. So I like that. But it's all anybody, and I know we're talking about it here, and that's fine because, you know, this is hot topics. It's all anybody talks about. It's all I see. It's all I hear.
It's because they're in love and everyone wants to be in love.
It's not even him. It's even just like her music and her face is like, I'm like, every time I pull up something, it's always about her.
I think because she makes everyone so much money.
Yeah.
I think that they...
And she's
like,
so good at... She's doing such a good job. Like, as far as, like, a businesswoman and an artist, much respect. But I need a little variety in my life.
I know, but she is... As the companies are churning, would she make the NFL $335
million? And that was, like, a month ago.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Imagine now.
It's like, it is... So they're going to... If they can post her and get the first picture of her,
yeah,
they are going to do it so they can make money.
Yeah.
Like, it is a money... She is a money machine without even having to utter a word. Just a picture of her in a box brings them more money.
Did you hear that... Patrick Mahomes' dad was arrested for drinking and driving?
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
No, like allegedly. Like there was some weird word in there. It wasn't like he was. Mm. It was on suspicion. I don't know how you're on suspicion. I don't know if on suspicion is you are or you're not. I didn't know there was a line of, I didn't know there was a line of like just on suspicion of.
Maybe it's like paparazzi caught him being pulled over by the cops. And they saw him, but they don't know exactly what for.
So on suspicion.
On suspicion. And also, you know DUI?
Yes.
And DWI?
Drunk while intoxicated.
No.
Oh.
Drunk while intoxicated.
What's W?
So DWI. Drinking. DUI. Drinking under the influence. DWI.
I've never heard that one in
drinking,
my life.
Drinking. Did I just make
drinking
that?
Drinking with. Intoxication.
No, you're intoxicated.
Drinking with Ingrid.
With
drinking with Inez.
DWI. Did I just make that up?
I'm pretty sure.
Driving while intoxicated. And then there's drinking under the influence. You know? DWI and DUI. Drinking while intoxicated, drinking under the influence. So DUI, you could be on drugs.
Say it again.
DWI is driving while intoxicated.
Okay.
DUI is driving under the influence. So the influence could be of prescription drugs or shrimps.
Oh.
No, I don't know, right? And so intoxicated is alcohol.
Intoxicated is. I thought intoxication was intoxicated with anything.
So why is there two?
That's a great question. Thank maybe you. Different countries, different state, different things. We call it DUI. Maybe they call it a DWI.
Okay.
In America versus Canada.
Okay, let's. That's a fact.
Under the influence, under intoxication. Same thing.
Because it was all about Patrick and his wife, and then scoop away. And what happens? What happens after the Super Bowl?
She goes on tour. He goes and follows her.
It's so fun.
And then they're
going to
have a harder time finding them. And I know, it's so fun. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. After football season, I want to be an athlete off season.
I know. Dumb she goes and works.
Yeah. So you have to stop that.
No, she can keep going. But I'm sure you can go take have a fun break. And then you can go and do a concert for 100,000 people. No problem.
And
I
feel like she's an expert at it. Album of the year.
Album of the year. Okay.
So that's 2023.
Yes.
Okay. So then she, her new album, it drops. And so she already has a new album. So
I don't believe in the year any after award. You know what I was thinking? Yeah. I was like, it must be so infuriating being in, we've seen like a snippet, okay? Like a snippet of award ceremonies and been privy to like a snippet of like being nominated for something, something. And we know most of it is for a reason, and not to be like cynical, but most of it is like for a reason. They pick the people for a reason. Like very rarely, there's no fair like award giving unless you like run a race and win the race.
So what about like, you know, some of them are when they accept their award, they're like, this award means the most to me because it's actually voted by the fans. And then there's the ones
I haven't seen voting. Is it because they buy is it because they buy it? They stream
You're
it.
You're right. I've never had an opportunity to.
I've never even seen Go Vote for Me.
And then they're also, they thank the Academy because Academy Awards. So those people are like, but isn't like art.
The Academy, like the artist that sit there.
Yeah. But like, isn't like art, which is music and film, in the eye of the beholder?
I guess.
Who can judge?
Yeah, I know. And I was going to say like, maybe Ice Spice's fans don't like, they were like, that's not album of the year. That this one's, it's a popularity contest.
Okay.
And like, and then they obviously want her to win. So everybody watches.
Right.
My daughter watched that to see her.
Yes.
And if she didn't go, I bet they wouldn't have had the, again, money making.
Yeah. Even it's if she didn't win, they were going to give it to her because they wanted, because it was world, it was record making. Like it was world record.
Everyone is in on the money machine and they are going to obviously give the award to the person who is going to bring in the most viewership, because if you think they're doing that just for artistry, y'all crazy. Yeah, I'm sure part of it is, but if you don't think there's a money and a business involved in that, yeah, of course there is money and a business involved in that. Massive.
Yeah.
And I bet if they guaranteed that she was coming.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
They could get so much money, much more money for advertising.
Like they never go. They often don't go when they're not winning anything.
No, they don't go. And so they were like, if you come, and she could have won abroad and not like done it.
Mm.
But I bet if they knew she was coming, they could sell money for advertising. Again, they can make more money on her.
You know what's funny? You know, Trevor Noah hosted, and I mean,
he was great.
Oh, he's so good at everything. But you know, like in the beginning, the first opening scene was Dua Lipa. And it was like, she opened the show and like they used to date.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know. In that
so
world,
they've seen each other naked.
Naked. They had sex. He had sex with the woman who was opening up the Grammys, and she was being introduced by someone she like. And you just
like,
have
hey,
to
be. Hey, congratulations. Go sing. We broke up. I've seen you naked. You've taken a shit in front of me.
Weird. And that must happen. In Hollywood, they do that. Like in their world, they all kind of like intermingle with each other, and then they have to see each other in these things. I wouldn't do well in these places.
No, you'd have a panic attack. You'd faint. You'd lie down. You would drink too much and probably say something. We'd have to keep you in the back.
I don't know how they do it sober. Like it is all those, and then the like having to sit on the red carpet and do all those poses. And when you see the like the back, the behind the scenes of them posing, they look like such losers.
And it looks exhausting.
And then every once in a while, someone's kind of cool about it, and they're just kind of funny.
Jelly Roll, I think, just rolled in and rolled out. I don't think Jelly Roll stopped. I saw him. I'm like, oh, Jelly Roll's running. He's not even like stopping that Jelly Roll. He's like, forget it. And then his wife was waving.
I know.
And then they're screaming at the people who are like sitting and talking. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And Jelly Roll is, he was nominated for Best New Artist, and he's 39 years old.
He is
30. So guys, it's never too late. Like he's 40 years old and he's a new artist.
So
often new artists are like 18. Good for him.
Where did he come from?
Is he kind of country, kind of rap? I don't really know where he came from, but good for
him.
We're
going to find that out.
40 years old.
Breaking news. We'll take a quick break and we'll discuss the castle.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
So I saw, okay, terrible news. I think his name is Prince Charles.
Yes.
Has cancer.
Yes.
Having watched The Crown a few episodes, not that many episodes, it's like when that gets out, they've already known for a while.
It's bad.
Someone has found, like, so it's so calculated and so orchestrated. And the problem is with him being sick, now from my expertise from The Crown, like three episodes watching, okay, like, so listen, if I'm wrong, don't take this as my word. From what I watch, the whole offices, because they each have their own office, is going buck fucking wild about getting the kid, William, ready to step in. So that kid thought maybe he had another 10 years to just be a kid, or like be like just William, and his wife just got out of the hospital. So now he has a dad who he probably is like, he cannot have a moment from The Crown, my expertise, to think and stop and be have any feelings. Now he's got to be, are you, William, are you ready to be the face of the monarchy?
And this is a business.
Step in.
Yeah, and I heard Harry's was on a plane. Boom.
He's on his way home. So it kind of makes me think maybe they just found it.
Oh.
Wow. So not just take it right
down. But
they
did just say, you know, he just recently came out of the hospital because he had an enlarged prostate and they thought it was just that. And then,
oh, I didn't know that.
Then they were like, actually, it's cancer.
So you read lots.
I just watched a little bit of like the news last night.
So prostate cancer's got a great prognosis, right?
Oh,
I feel like prostate can't.
But maybe it's spread.
He is a king. You would think that they would be
invincible.
They would have doctor's appointments daily. Like, doesn't the president wake up and get a doctor's appointment and then carry on?
Oh, I don't know. He should.
Oh, I think they do. I think there's a doctor that basically lives. again, I have no idea, but I'm going to talk like I know, lives with that man,
uh-huh.
the president. He wakes up.
Yep. Take his blood, take his pee.
I feel like they're just like,
get an MRI.
Literally, I feel like. And then they're like, okay, you got this many more days. Keep on going. I definitely feel like they have doctor appointments daily.
Okay.
So him, maybe he doesn't have to do much, so they don't do it daily. Weekly, monthly. He's got to go more than.
So I mean, Harry's there, if Harry goes, he's dying, right?
No, Harry just looks like a dickbag if he doesn't go. If his dad
does he fucking care?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes. Oh. He cares a lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He does care a lot. Oh, yeah. He loves his family.
Is his wife going to go see her father-in-law before he dies?
Not right now. The kids are too young.
Oh, they can't fly. And they can't fly on the private plane.
No. They need to go and
to preschool.
Have a family.
The core.
They need to go and talk about what the hell is going on, because really, it's about the business. Because if you watch The Crown,
yeah,
you'll understand.
Forgive. My mom loves it.
You forgive, like, the monarchy, the mm-hmm. sanction, the institution mm-hmm. is number one.
Right.
When you sign up for that as a partner in crime,
yes,
you are basically like, Kate could be uh-huh. like not being able to walk, or like she could be like in so much pain. Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry.
Put on your high heels.
Basically, I've got to go to work.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Yeah.
What is the purpose
of them?
Is it philanthropy?
History.
History and philanthropy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sympathy.
And I think they have some associations with countries.
Nice.
Again, like could
relationships.
Be I think they were our something. They're on our coins.
No, yeah, I know we have history with I do know that. I mean, what's the purpose of the business?
She's on our bills.
Like, why do they get to make money? Mm. Philanthropy, I think. And country relations.
They're that rich to make money. I mean, to give money away. Like, they make money to give money. Who gives them money?
I think we.
Give them money?
Do you think that part of our taxes goes to them? What? I don't know.
If you're telling me,
where does the money come from?
My taxes are going so they can live in that castle. I will be pissed.
I know. I want a castle.
I'll find out.
By the way.
Yeah, if I'm paying for their castle, I am not okay with that.
Well, who else would be paying for their castle?
We were like a monarchy or something. Or
yeah,
a,
didn't we just leave the monarchy recently, though?
I think we did. Yeah, like,
Justin took us out,
we're
right?
We're like, peace out.
We're like, peace out, monarchy.
We sound so smart. It's blowing my mind right
well,
now.
I'm going to blow your mind. I actually know the British national anthem.
Who pays for the castle? Who pays the royals?
Yeah. Because we'll never be royals.
There are three sources of funding for the queen.
Okay.
Now it's a king. Or officials of the royal household acting on his majesty's behalf. Well, who is that in both a public and private capacity?
So people just privately give them money?
In both a public and private capacity. These are the
sovereign.
What is that?
You know, the sovereigns.
I don't know what that is.
Like the things.
No, what is
that? Stop it. Don't ask me that.
Sovereigns. Are we so, what's wrong with us?
I don't. Here's the thing. Does it matter?
The sovereign grant.
Of course, the grant.
The privy purse.
Mm.
And the king's personal wealth and income.
Oh, because they probably always had money and then they invested to make more money. The rich just get richer.
I would love to know what the sovereign saw.
I want to see what the inside of Kate's house looks like. Do we ever get to see that?
No. No.
No. I just want to know what the design is
about.
If
you go and watch on, okay, let me tell you this.
Mm.
From 2022 to 2023, the sovereign grant was worth 86.3 million pounds.
And
but
pound
repairs
like
to Buckingham Palace was 369 million pounds.
Humph. Can they get
I don't really. This is very. We don't know who pays the sovereign. I mean, I don't know. I'm curious. But I wonder if they can go bankrupt.
Well, I don't think so, because they're not allowed to like go and like be like frivolous with their money. Like they can't like just go and like give bottle service everywhere.
True.
Yeah. Like they can't go do crazy things like that, because then everyone will be like, what's going on? I don't know.
We at the bottom. I don't know. So that's crazy. So that is interesting that they would go. I mean, I cannot believe they should have a reality show. They should sign up and get a reality show.
They would
be so smart. If they need money, they should get a reality show.
I don't think they need money.
I mean, it would be great to see.
I would love that.
So like, just go get a reality show, and then we can watch the shit unfold. And I don't mean his sickness. I feel sad for anyone who gets sick, but I'm curious for someone is like in the opening scene of The Crown. I'll just tell you, a lot of people have watched it.
Okay.
It is like they pretend he's not sick, the king, before Queen Elizabeth becomes the queen. And
he was a good time, right?
Yeah, he was a good time, but he is so entrenched in government and so many things, and he kind of swings the way people are going to vote.
He's a swinger?
And he is, the wife is really non-existent. Like, he has his own room, and there's not, like, really, you don't really see the wife of him, whoever that king was, before she became queen.
Yeah.
And Queen Elizabeth doesn't know she's about to become queen. Like, she thinks, she's like, pardon? Like, me, when she finds out, and she finds out, and she loved her dad. And she was like,
why does she not know?
She was about to leave the monarch and go support her husband in the Navy.
The Greek guy?
Mm-hmm. She's like, we're out. He wants to go dream his dream. I'm going to go take some time and do that. And then while she's writing the letter, she gets word. And basically, he's dead. You're in. No, like, mourning. Like, you're dead. He's dead. He just dies in his sleep because he's got cancer. And work starts, and everyone changes around her. Like, everyone, the minute they realize she's queen, everyone just changes how they act and how she is. And he's all like, we're the same people. Nope, right away, the queen, and then it becomes, and she's got to be like.
Did the queen die last year?
Yes.
So then that's his mom.
Maybe
right?
2 years. Yeah, yeah, the
so
mom.
So they would, if he dies this year.
Yep.
That's like, that'd be so weird, dying in like a few years of your mom.
Yep.
That's a lot that has gone on in that family.
Exactly. So I'm curious to see. I don't know how much they will, because there seems to be a lot of chatter coming from there.
Yeah.
You know, Prince Harry, told you, that said this quote, and I'm like, it is so true. It's not who you trust. It's who do they trust, because they're going to go tell someone. And I'm like, that is exactly it, because everyone, they might trust you, but then you trust someone else, and then they trust someone else. So the trust just keeps on going. It goes and goes and goes. But I feel like Prince Philip really, is that his name? Charles. I feel like he doesn't talk.
So, no, me too. So I have a quick question, though.
Go ahead.
If, like, everyone is watching over the monarchy and everything they do, how do you have an affair?
Oh, they bury it. Everyone knows.
So how do you get to the person meet them?
Oh, in the castle. I mean, via the crown, I saw they were all...
So you know the one, his wife now? And how he had an affair on what?
She's like, I can't see it. I'm having a migraine.
Who's having a migraine?
My daughter.
Oh, fuck. How did that, what's that lady's name? His wife? The blonde hair? Camilla.
Camilla.
How did he get to Camilla? Was she?
Before social media, they could all fuck around everywhere they wanted.
So he went to a local bar and found
her? No, she worked in the office.
She worked. You can only have an affair with someone who works in the office.
Via the crown.
And in the office, they probably have a population of thousands.
Like, they have, oh. It's
like,
so,
if you're William,
so
who,
many people.
Who can you go have an affair with?
Oh, he's not.
But if you want...
He is... No, he's not.
Well, if Kate wanted to.
She is not.
She might.
They are not.
Nope, not
the
them.
The ones who do, everybody knows.
Uh-huh.
They all know.
Like, how did Diana get to Dodie Fayed?
They were broken up. Single.
Right. So it was just Prince Charles who had the affair.
They leak out what they want. They keep what they want quiet. They're very good. It's a machine. You have to go watch it.
I know.
It is honest to God. It is
okay. That's my new thing.
It's a business within a business.
Yes. No. I know.
It is so wild to comprehend that it is so curated, and so, like, what you hear has already been calculated, conversated, and then constructed how they want.
We would never want our children to date a prince.
Do you think there's any
cool country, though?
Let's take a quick break.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like, I feel like Monaco might be a fun place to date a prince.
I can't believe they've kept that many people quiet, to be honest with you, because there is a lot of people that have come in,
yeah,
like girlfriends and, you know, they went to school, yes, they had other friends. But when someone talks too much, this is what I have read, they
get their head chopped off.
That person gets cut off. There is no more relationship with them. One person apparently went hiking and like they had the best relationship with Harry, and he was basically, I said too much and they're done. No more conversation. So the minute you say too much, you're basically...
I would never want to be in that world.
The minute you have an issue, or like if you do something that's reflective of them...
You know all those movies where the girl like falls in love with the prince, like the poor girl falls...
It is not,
that's
like
not
that.
A fantasy.
They're not going on a... There's no princess witch fantasy here.
And there's always scary parents and the whole... Like all the staff. No, we're not... Our daughters are not allowed to date princes.
I was saying to my daughter, which is like really interesting, is that how quickly the news is cycling, because... I said, remember Gypsy Rose?
Wow, you're so right.
And I said, she was everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And now it's gone, because we were talking about how quickly, you know, things are
yes, like this. Churning. And they've moved faster and faster with social media now. It's like, and it's so crazy that it's like, it was so, things are so big and then they're just gone. But Gypsy Rose is coming out with a new movie. At least
I get it, but it was yeah, everywhere. And then I couldn't remember her name when I was driving. I'm like, yes, the Rose, like it's like the Rose thing.
Yes.
And I thought that's what social media has done, is made the cycles so fast. Like it's like,
that's why it's so hard. Like, I can't imagine if you're like, my dream is to become a content creator and a social media star, like how hard that would be to like grasp people's attention for long enough to grow, you know? But that's all that, I mean.
And she was watching something yesterday and she's like, oh, now she's a true crime something. And I'm like, that is smart. Anything true crime is evergreen. You can, because there can be a crime from... No, I listened to one from the 1990s.
Like, I know, but are people going to... Is this a trend that everyone's really into crime? Because I always liked it. My brother and I always liked it. But now it feels like...
SUV. Huh? Like, at like that one, Law & Order. Yeah.
But
NBC,
I feel like it's bigger.
48 Hours. That other one where the dad used to go on because his son was stolen. Most Wanted. America's Most Wanted. Cops. I feel like that has been a constant, and we've
it
just evolved.
It has been constant. It's just really big because we can share it in bite size.
And human behavior is like, you're so fascinated. Like, I really thought moms weren't capable of terrible things as much as men were. Holy shit. My eyes have been opened on TikTok and I'm like this. Are you kidding me? There are so many bad moms on there who kill their kids and do things to them.
And there's one thing when you're suffering from like postpartum and you kill your kids. That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, no. She has other kids. Or like
to get rid of other families.
And the YouTube one where Ruby.
Yes.
What's her name again?
Yeah.
Again, new cycle.
Yeah.
Ruby's.
I know.
8 passenger Ruby. The mom who had a bunch of kids and she abused half of them, 2 of them. The other ones grew up normal. And she filmed it all and everybody watched it. They were constantly calling. People were reporting on her and being like, someone go help these kids. They didn't. They would go check in and leave again. And now they're like, oh my God, she was actually an abuser and making money off of it. Where are we in this world?
I don't know.
I just thought, I was like, this is next level, that we have someone like Gypsy Rose who killed her mom and is a superstar. And then we have that other YouTuber who is filming abusing her children and is a superstar. I sit here and I'm like, whoa.
I know.
Like, our childhood is so different now. Like, what they see and watch versus...
I think we can honestly say that our children are a devastating... Our children right now are a devastating, horrible experiment.
I like to think that they're also going to become way savvier and smarter than we ever were.
in that way, but I'm like, as far as what they're being exposed to and what we're finally starting to like talk about, we all know it's bad. We all know it's bad what they're seeing and that the access that they're having. And I think we're going to get somewhere, like, you know, now that they were all in court for it, that we're going to get to a point where we're not going to leave it in the children's hands.
Like we have for the past 10 years.
Yeah. And then we're going to say, remember when, like,
you could watch whatever you wanted? You could, like, live stream, like, abuse and they'd get paid to abuse your children?
Right?
And you're like, remember that? It's like when they used to say, remember you could smoke cigarettes when you were 8 years old?
Yes.
And it was fine? Everyone's like, here, have a cigarette?
Yeah.
And there was, like, it was seemed normal. I don't know if they smoked today, but I feel like they smoked really young because they didn't think it was bad for them.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yes. I know, you know, I just want to say on the note of crime is that I watched one last night and
you love it. I had
a little bit of time to myself.
Yes, you did.
I also shouldn't have left. We can talk about that on a Tuesday podcast. The other thing about like having too much time to yourself, but there is a dad on it. Okay. So he was like, my daughter was murdered.
Okay.
So everyone's like, no, she committed suicide. It's like, no. She was murdered. He is a very eligible bachelor because his wife died and she convinced him a couple of years before she died to buy this over 100-year-old mansion on the ocean in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll show you the house. It is the most stunning thing.
I didn't know Jacksonville had an ocean. I thought it was in the middle of Florida.
What? Don't say that. Yes. I'm pretty sure there was an ocean in front of it. You stop it right now.
I feel like Jacksonville is not in...
Well, he's on the waterfront in Jacksonville, Florida.
Maybe not the ocean. Maybe there's a pond.
It was an ocean. And he is Swedish. And he is very successful and he has this mansion that he's restored and he was restoring the coach house for his daughter to come. Anyways.
Sorry, it has the Atlantic Ocean.
He's
Sarah Caron.
Very handsome and very wealthy and very nice and he's all by himself now.
Because someone killed him.
Well, his wife died. She basically died of a broken heart because her daughter was murdered. She tried to kill herself twice and then she had an aneurysm and died.
So she's
alone.
Single.
He's single.
He's single.
And he's very tan. He's got a nice tan.
He's not single anymore.
And he's got a Swedish accent.
Ah, yeah, he's got somebody. Oh. He just...
Well, I was just thinking if there's any, like...
You want an introduction.
75-year-old women out there, go find him.
Oh, I should set my mom up with him.
She doesn't want it. I would have suggested her first, but she doesn't want a stupid man.
I know.
But he's not a stupid man. And then we could have a house in Florida. And the mansion's so big, we could live there too, Kat.
Call
and the dining room fits like 50 people.
All by himself.
And he's such a nice guy.
It sounds like he needs to be the next bachelor.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's got a little Swedish accent. It's very cute.
Okay, y'all. Happy Wednesday, whatever day you're listening to this. Send us in your hot topics and let us know if you think that
you'd want to marry a prince.
We would never.